Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. The season in life called singleness. Singular. One. Meaning the only one I can depend on, right? Meaning there won't be anyone coming to hold me tight. And if I have to fight for my life, it'll be a lonely one because I'll be fighting myself to believe the opposite of what my thoughts are telling me, that being alone doesn't allow me to be free. But that is indeed a lie. The feeling of falling in love with myself and not the shadows of someone else. The freedom to come and go as I please, with no progress report needed. The loneliness creeps in every once in a while, but I choose to smile through it because I'm able to see more clearly now. Single. Hey, welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv, and today we're going to be talking about singleness and my experiences with that. So I chose to be single for a couple years after my breakup because I really wanted to give time to myself again and to heal. I've always been a relationship person. I love love and loving people and being there for people, but I was pouring from an empty cup a lot of the times because I wasn't receiving what I needed for myself. Even if other people were trying to give that to me, I wasn't able to receive it the right way. And it took me being single to learn more about relationships, which is crazy to think about because you think it would normally be the opposite. Excuse me. You would think it would normally be the opposite, but being single has taught me how to treat people, how to pay attention to body language and the things that people don't have to, or shouldn't have to say. They just do it, and that's just a part of how they're presenting themselves. And kind of just dissecting that too. And being able to learn about myself through those experiences with different people. And kind of, I guess, picking apart the things that I like and don't like. And the characteristics that I would like in a partner. And the characteristics I wouldn't like in a partner. But it's not necessarily about the dating aspect. As much as, well, dating other people aspect, as much as it is about dating yourself and learning about yourself and figuring out why things have affected you the way that they have. So my experience with that was I was really, obviously you're hurt, you know, if you feel like something is gonna work one way and it doesn't. But I had to change the way that I looked at it and realize that the right people won't leave you, for one. And two, like, you can't force somebody to be there for you. You can't force a connection. You can't force love in general. Like, it just has to come naturally and organically flow. And a lot of the situations that I was in, I didn't realize that that wasn't what was happening. It felt like I was fighting, like I said in my poem, shadows of other people and less of myself. But now I have learned to fight more of myself because I was able to be like, no, you're not going back to those old thought processes. Like, you've come so far, and having any form of a distraction is going to set you back. So that is why I chose to stay single, because of the lack of distractions, and to find out what my career was going to be. Is it going to be something I'm going to be happy with, feel fulfilled with? Is it something that I could see myself doing for the rest of my life or until retirement? And is it something that I want to do, or is it something that someone else wants me to do? And I also learned that in relationships, I held way more weight to what other people said about me than what I said about myself. And spending time alone, I used to feel was a bad thing after my breakup. Like, whenever I was growing up, I did spend a lot of time to myself. I just kind of disconnected with that part of me until more recently. But I had to realize that other people's opinions about you shouldn't matter more than your opinions about you, or in my opinion, God's opinions about me. Those things, that's a personal thing. Like, that's on you. However you feel about me is your responsibility, not mine. And taking away that power that people have over you is such a tough process, but it's such a necessary process, because once you're, I talk about this in other episodes, but once you're rooted in yourself and you have your strong foundation, then the things that people say, or a gust of wind or whatever, won't pull you over. Like, you'll be fine. But we're gonna get into my poem a little bit. So, the season in life called singleness, singular, one, meaning the only one I can depend on, right? Singular means, like I said, one, like you're whole as one, not this person completes me. Not this situation makes me happier than I can make myself. Like, no, you're one. You're finding the ability to be able to be yourself, and that be enough. Your happiness that you bring yourself is enough. Everything that you have for yourself is enough for you, without depending on someone else to be those things for you. And I did struggle with that, because there was a lack of identity in a lot of ways for me. But you should never be codependent on someone or dependent on someone for your own happiness. Those are things that you provide yourself. And I say the only one that I can depend on, right? And it's not to say that you shouldn't be able to depend on, like, good people in your life, but you should be able to take care of yourself first. And then if those other people are able to help, that's cool. But if you can't even depend on yourself, how can other people depend on you to be there for them? And like I said earlier, you can't pour from an empty cup. So the next part is, meaning there won't be anyone to come hold me tight. Trying to find comfort in someone else's arms, that in order to escape the comfort that you don't even have in your own body, is a tough pill to swallow, but it's true. A lot of the times I would choose to escape from the things that I didn't like about myself and try to find comfort in other people's skin, which is like, it. Now that I'm thinking about it, it's just like, whoa, you've come a long way. But just choosing to find comfort in yourself before finding comfort in other people. And it shouldn't matter if someone's coming to your rescue or not, or to come hold you. It's not to disregard the feeling of affection or needing affection. Like, that's a beautiful thing, as long as it's in the right context. So the next part is, and if I have to fight for my life, it'll be a lonely one, because I'll be fighting myself. Now that part, that part is something serious, because you are, when you, at the end of the day, if you really just sit there and think, you're the only one that's fighting against you, while everyone is rooting for you. So you're having to fight back those negative thought processes of, okay, so maybe somebody might have told you years ago that you're ugly, and they just kept telling you that you're ugly. And you, every time they would tell you, you would go look in the mirror and you would feel bad about yourself. And over time, that developed into you telling yourself that you're ugly and believing that you're ugly. And then that trickles into, I'm not good enough. I'm too fat. I'm too skinny. I'm too this. I'm not enough of that. And nothing that you are for yourself is enough. And like I said before, nobody, how can somebody else be enough for you if you aren't enough for yourself? And you're having to fight yourself and the world, your thought processes and other people's thought processes that you've chosen to hold weight to, which isn't okay. There should be a level of, like I said before, just believing in what you are before anybody else could tell you. It'll be a lonely one because I'll be fighting myself to believe the opposite of what my thoughts are telling me. That's just what I just said that. Dissected that part. That my thoughts are telling me that being alone doesn't allow me to be free. But that is indeed a lie. The feeling of falling in love with myself. Okay, wait, I went too far. So, that being alone doesn't allow me to be free, in that being a lie. It is a lie, but it is also the fact that you should find freedom in every aspect of life and not just being alone. Freedom is a choice. You're either choosing to put yourself in bondage with the thought process that you have, or you're choosing to let things just flow and not hold weight to any anger or frustrations or memories, the things that you can't change, the past, the future, people's emotions towards you, a job that you don't like. None of that should restrict you. But if you do feel restricted, it's because you aren't allowing yourself to be free from those things. You're allowing those things to keep you mentally captive. Falling in love with myself and not the shadows of someone else. So that kind of goes back to what I was saying before about whether or not someone was going to come hold you. You're choosing to fall in love with yourself and let that love for yourself. Because the way that you treat yourself is the way that you treat others. The way that you see the world is the way that you see yourself. And I personally did not believe that at all. I felt like that was a bunch of lies. But it's really true. Once I stopped looking at the world in such a negative way and looking at all these situations that I've been through in a negative way and choosing to specifically dig through all the positivity and weed out all the positivity just so that I could find that bit of negative. Like, once I stopped doing that and I just chose to let life present itself as it is going to and move on from it and not hold weight to it, not carry it to every aspect of life with me, I was able to learn how to love myself more through that process, because it showed me that there are so many more beautiful things about me that I might not have realized before. There's so many special things about me that I might not have realized before that only I can do, or I'm the only one that is built like that, to be honest. And that's our superpower. We are the only ones that could be us. A million and one people could do the same thing, and there will only be one of us doing that thing differently that sets us apart from everyone else. And not the shadows of someone else, the parts of you, the parts of them that they want to show you. So a shadow, when you think of a shadow, is something that's behind someone or in front of someone. Either way it goes, it's on the ground. And that person is standing up or sitting down or whatever. Either way it goes, they are higher than their shadow. But I chose at that time to see the lower parts of those people, because I was seeing the lower parts of myself. But like I said before, once I changed the way that I thought about it or the way that I saw myself, I was able to see the person that's in front of me and not the person that's on the ground casting a shadow, or the person that's casting the shadow, not the person on the ground. So yeah, the next part is to come and go, the freedom to come and go as I please with no progress report needed, not having to check in with people, but checking in with myself. Everything that I was doing for other people during relationships, I started having to tell myself to do all those things for myself. And for some people, that type of stuff might come naturally, but for me, it didn't. It was a really tough journey for me to learn what love looked like for me and what I wanted it to look like for me. And also learn how to pick apart kind of the things that made me feel like I needed to report to people or needed to tell people what was going on with me, and not keeping some things sacred, because telling too many people could jeopardize my plans or could discourage me because they're putting their opinions in it and stuff. And once you cut out the middleman and it's just you and your plan, oh, that was a bar. Okay. Little rappers. My bad. But yeah, once you cut out the middleman, it's just you, and you're the only one that's keeping you from reaching those goals, because there is nobody telling, you're not allowing anybody to tell you anything different. And you're able to find that confidence within yourself to move towards those things. And once you build that, the adrenaline, the the rush that comes from going for your dreams, it shouldn't just die based on you having somebody else with you, because you're doing it for you before that person. You'll be doing it for you while you're with that person, and you'll be doing it for yourself after you're not with that person, if you're not with that person, because you started your foundation alone. And I was watching a church video, and they were saying that the way that you are when you're single is the way that you are in a relationship. And I didn't believe that either until not too long ago, because it's very true. It's not to say that people aren't able to change or improve once they get in a relationship, but the foundation that they've built as a their characteristics as a person doesn't just magically poof. Like, the way that you want to present yourself as a single person should be with respect and for yourself and with love for yourself. And if it's not, then, like I said before, you're going to treat the world and the things and the people around you the way that you treat yourself. The loneliness creeps every once in a while, but I choose to smile through it because I'm able to see clearly now. I used to, like I said before, see being lonely as a bad thing, and I am able to find happiness in it now because of the amount of time that I spent with myself and the way that it has helped to clear the way of a lot of things that I used to feel needed to come with me to different places in my life, and it didn't. So releasing things in order for better things to take its place. And being single isn't a bad thing, and it's definitely not a process that should be rushed. It should be taken the time to appreciate it. Taking the time to appreciate your own space and learning how to be yourself without someone first. But that is all for today. I hope that you enjoyed it, and I hope that you got something from it. Don't think that being single is a bad thing. It's not. And it's definitely a part of everybody, well, something that I feel should be a part of everybody's life, is to just spend time with yourself and to learn what works for you and what doesn't work for you, not only for yourself, but for the people around you. But I hope you have a wonderful day. And keep your head up regardless of what the outcomes that you can't control are. And you are beautiful regardless of what you might have believed before. We are all very beautiful in our own ways. But yeah, bye!